Hello and the very warmest of welcomes to you once again for another edition of the French Football Weekly podcast with me, Chris Oakley. Well, I start off this week with an apology, I have to say. It's always an apology somewhere in these podcasts, but last week when we had a special edition when Andrew Gibney went over to France and reported back very skillfully on what he saw over there on his travels, watching Lille, amongst others, I finished off the podcast by saying we'll be back next week with the usual format. It turns out I rather got ahead of myself because little did I remember at the time that actually my co-podcaster, Andrew Gibney, is actually, well, if he's not on his way to Jamaica, he's probably there already now. He's off with his bride-to-be. He's off to get married, of all things. You may well have seen some of his tweets there on Twitter. Basically, he's going to be unavailable for the next couple of weeks. I think it's scandalous, isn't it, really? You know, that he has to leave his co-presenter to do all the hard work. But anyway, joking aside, would just like to wish Andrew the very best. I'm sure I speak on behalf of all the listeners of the French Football Weekly podcast and all your friends that follow you on the Good Gib Football Show. All the best to you, Andrew. Look forward to seeing you again on your return. Andrew's going to be away for a couple of weeks, so I'm afraid you got me in the ensuing period. Just giving you a bit of a quick news update on that. All that sort of stuff that's been going on over in Ligue 1 and indeed beyond. So if you can put up with me for a couple of weeks, all will be well when Andrew returns. So what can I tell you? It's week 26 in Ligue 1, and the headlines is that, Saturday's games, as many of you will have noted, came up with very little in the way of goals. There were seven matches on Saturday. Yesterday's I'm speaking to you. I'm speaking to you about sort of 10 o'clock in the evening on Sunday, the 6th of March. Seven matches yesterday and only four goals from all seven games. It was really rather strange. However, in the three games that were going on today, the balance was more than redressed. And so we'll bring you up to date with all the goals and all the results. Starting off with the match that's finished literally just a few moments ago. As I speak to you now, the match between Marseille and Lille, kind of top of the table clash essentially, and it's well finished in exciting fashion. It's finished Marseille 1, Lille 2. Lille seemed to have the upper hand for most of the game. Eden Hazard scored after 10 minutes. I understand it was an absolute corker of a goal. Unfortunately, I haven't had a chance to see any of the footage of it yet, but certainly those of you who are on Twitter that were watching the game will know that it was a good goal from what I'm led to believe. Loic Remy, he equalised for Marseille on the hour mark, and it was looking like it was going to be a 1-1 draw until we got into stoppage time where Pierre-Alain Frau scored the winner for Lille, which means that Lille stay top of the table for another week. And poor old Stade Rennais, getting used to this kind of routine, really, whereby they win their match on Saturday and go top of the table, and then, like, 24 hours later, they have to sort of succeed the lead to Lille as ever. Anyway, there we are. So Lille stayed top there on 49 points ahead on goal difference of Rennes in second place. How did Rennes get on? Well, they won 1-0 away to Montpellier. It was another good performance from Rennes, from what we can make out. Good, solid performance, particularly in defence, which, of course, is their sort of strong suit. They have the best defence in the league, statistically. Only 18 goals conceded in 26 games. But rather strangely, they're still quite sort of stingy up front as well. It's just as well they've got a good defence because they don't score that many, as I think I've mentioned on podcasts and so on previously. They tend to sort of win their games maybe 1-0 or just by the odd goal, but it seems to do them well, has to be said. It was a 27th minute goal in the end by Razak Bukhari, the Togolese striker who actually arrived at Rennes from Lens in the January transfer window. He scored again. That's four in six games he's now scored, so he's looking like a pretty decent acquisition for Rennes. René Girard's men, they almost got an equaliser in the dying moments of the game there. Suleiman Kamara hit the crossbar, but the result remained Montpellier 0, Rennes 1. So Rennes still hanging in there, and it's kind of looking a little bit, certainly somebody on Twitter, a message I saw earlier on, forgive me if it was your message and I can't remember who you were, was saying that it looks like the top two places in league are kind of nailed on at the moment, really. Lille and Rennes pretty much camped in first and second on a permanent basis, but their lead over the chasing pack isn't that great, so I personally wouldn't quite go so far as to say that. So what else has been going on elsewhere? Well, Lyon had a fantastic 5-0 victory just today, Sunday. Hat-trick for Lisandro Lopez, who's back from injury after a few games out. Miralem Pjanic and Michel Bastos got the other two goals. Demi Ndiaye hit the post for Arles. It was one-way traffic for Lyon throughout the course of that game. Arles and Avignon, as we've said countless times before, looking really poor, and I think there was only ever one way that that result was going to go. Interestingly, Bafétimbi Gomis was dropped in favour of Yuan Gourcuff, showing that Lyon are more than capable of adjusting their sort of tactics to fit the players, and they can sort of drop players and still do well, seemingly. They're on really fantastic form at the moment. Gomis came on to replace Gourcuff just after the half-time break. But there we are. Good win for Lyon. A morale-boosting win. I think they've got the best attack in the league at the moment, again, statistically speaking, from what I've read. So Lyon stay in third place on 45 points. Marseille, of course, they stay in fourth. They're also on 45 points following their defeat earlier on, as mentioned. Elsewhere, Auxerre got a surprising 1-0 win over Paris Saint-Germain. It's frustrating at the moment. If you're following PSG like we are, you're probably first half of the season, you're thinking, yes, this could be the one, this could be where we see a really good challenge for the title from PSG, but it's just starting to kind of fizzle out a little bit. They're hanging in there. They lost 1-0 to Auxerre, as I said, the Auxerre goalkeeper, Olivier Sorin, was in excellent form. PSG were threatening and in fact were dominant for most of the game, but Nene was off target. He still hasn't scored yet in 2011. He was off target again today. The winning goal in the end came from Kamel Chafny, who hit a fantastic strike 4 minutes from the end. A rasping half volley, it was described as in one or two places. And that means that Auxerre get their first win in 13 league matches, 17 fixtures overall. Finally, they've broken their duck. Paris Saint-Germain, reeling from that, they're struggling to hang in there. They're in fifth place. They're only a point behind Marseille and Lyon, so it's not quite, the wheels haven't completely come off just yet. But that was a defeat they could have well done without, it has to be said. Bordeaux had a good win, 3-1 away to Brest, and that's, I think, the first time for a while that they've managed to get back-to-back victories, if memory serves. Jean Tigana, as you may have seen in the news during the week, was given a sort of vote of confidence from the powers that be at Bordeaux, and it seems to have done the trick, as it turns out. The first half was pretty crap, if you'll excuse the vernacular there, but it all came to life in the second half. A fantastic goal by Wendell for Bordeaux, a free kick beautifully taken, arced over the wall, right into the top corner. Goalkeeper was in no way going to get that one. And if we were doing the old goal of the week this week, I think personally I'd award it to Wendell. Although, as I say, I haven't seen the goal that was scored earlier on by Eden Hazard for Lille. But a fantastic free kick anyway, nonetheless. Yaroslav Plasil and Diabate scored the other two goals either side of the consolation for Brahim Farage for Brest. Rare back-to-back victories for Bordeaux. They won 3-0 at home to Auxerre last week. Brest, unfortunately, remain rather inconsistent, and they've just slipped into the bottom half of the table. Now they're 11th on 35 points. In other games, Saint-Étienne, they crashed to another defeat, 1-0 at Caen. Youssef Al Arabi on the score sheet once again. That's his 13th of the season. He got the goal that counted, and that's a fourth straight defeat for Saint-Étienne, and they slipped down to 10th. Caen, on the other hand, are pretty much going in the other direction. They're gradually pulling themselves away from the relegation zone. They've taken 8 points from the last 12 available, and they're up to 14th spot as things stand. And now, I mentioned earlier on that Saturday was pretty much a wasteland as far as goals are concerned. Not many goals indeed going in. We've mentioned the 1-0 win for Caen over Saint-Étienne and the 1-0 win for Rennes over Montpellier. Elsewhere, there was a 1-0 win for Sochaux over Toulouse. Modibo Maiga got the goal for Sochaux there. Mathieu Valverde sent off right at the very end. And in the other games going on Saturday, we had a goalless draw between Lorient and Nancy, a goalless draw between Nice and Lens, and a goalless draw between Valenciennes and Monaco. So, yes, all very unexciting, sadly. And I mean, if Andrew was here, we'd probably be debating what this kind of thing means for French football in general, because a bit of a reputation, of course, French football being sort of low-scoring and perhaps a bit unexciting. And, I think it's fair to say in the last couple of seasons, things have picked up somewhat, and French football probably looks a bit more appealing than it used to, but this season there has been one or two weekends where it's been a bit flat, let's put it that way, certainly in comparison to, say, the Premier League. Yes, low scoring until today, when the goals started flying in. We've mentioned the 3-1 win for Bordeaux over Brest, 5 for Olympique Lyonnais, and 3 goals in the match between Marseille and Lille. What else? Let's do a quick rundown at the top of the bottom of the table before I carry on. As I said before, Lille on 49, Rennes 49. Goal difference-wise, it's Lille on plus 20 and Rennes on plus 13, so a bit of a gap there. Lyon and Marseille tying on 45 points. Paris Saint-Germain, 5th on 44. Montpellier still hanging in there, doing pretty well, really, on 38 points. Bit of a gap, 6 behind PSG. Bordeaux up to 7th, but not entirely convincing at the moment, on 37 points. Lorient down in 8th on 36. And at the bottom, Arles-Avignon, 11 points from 26 games, I think there should be. Keep him at Lille until 2015. Great news for Lille. And hopefully that'll sort of force all the people sniffing around to go take a hike for a while. And a player who appears to be on the verge of signing a contract extension is Jeremy Toulon-Law. Certainly Andy Brassel on Twitter earlier on reported the story which has appeared in L'Equipe, which says that he's likely to... there's likely to be a press conference tomorrow where it's going to be confirmed that Toulon-Law will extend his contract at Lyon. So, again, a very valuable player in the context of the Lyon squad. And I'm sure they'll be very pleased to secure his skills for another few seasons or so. Right, that's Ligue 1 put to bed. During the course of the week, we had the Coupe de France quarterfinals. And unfortunately, I have to report, it is finally the end of the road for Chambéry. Really, the story of this season, as you know, they've had a marauding run so far in the Cup. They've beaten a few top-flight teams. We mentioned before on a previous podcast that they were drawn against Angers in the quarterfinals of the Cup. And I said to Andrew before, I wondered if this was going to have a kind of derogatory effect in terms of how you get on motivating yourself to play. Well, you go from round to round playing the top flight teams, and then suddenly you're matched up against a Ligue 2 side. And, whether that had any kind of psychological effect, I'm not quite sure. But Angers did a tremendous job. 3-0 it was in the end. So Angers through to the semi-finals. Chambéry are out. I think mixed feelings there amongst the Chambéry sort of fraternity, really. They're frustrated that they didn't get further. But, of course, it's been a tremendous run. And I think they should all be very proud of themselves, frankly, for how well they've done up to this point. So that was all on Wednesday. Also on Wednesday, Paris Saint-Germain had to go to extra time to beat Le Mans 2-0. It was goalless after 90 minutes. And it was Christophe Baerbeek who got the first goal in extra time for PSG. And the wonderfully named Neskins Cabano for PSG got the second. So the defending champions are also through to semi-finals. Lille had a goalless match against Lorient, and it went to penalties in the end. It finished 5-3 to Lille. And so Lille are through to the last four. The previous day, Tuesday this week, Reims lost 3-2 after extra time to Nice. It was 2-2 after 90 minutes. Eric Mlungui got the winning goal in that match. So we now know who the four teams are to get through to the semi-finals. And the draw was done earlier on today for the semi-final round. And it will be Angers against PSG and Lille against Nice. So, as I said, Paris Saint-Germain hoping to repeat their fortunes from last year, winning the cup, and they've arguably, well, not much of an argument, they've certainly got the easier draw there, playing against the Ligue 2 side. Lille, tricky game against Nice, but you'd have to go with Lille on that. So, well, dare I say, you know, we could well be looking at a Lille-PSG final, which is a mouth-watering prospect, but certainly two mouth-watering semi-finals anyway. They will be taking place on the 18th and 19th of April. I will not be in the country in a strange reversal of fortunes. I think Andrew will be back, but I will be in New Zealand, of all places. Never let it be said that this podcast hasn't got a budget to allow us to travel around. It's just a shame we can't use our travelling abilities to actually bring you... Well, I was going to say, Andrew did do some reporting on French football last week, but just not this week, or indeed next week. Anyway, there we go. That's a quick review of the Coupe de France quarterfinals that took place this week. Before we go, just to tip you off that there is a Champions League and Europa League action going on in the coming week, although there's only one French team actually involved in any action, and that's PSG. They are the last remaining team from France in the Europa League, and they travel to Benfica on Thursday night. It's the last 16 round there. Lille, as we know, went out. Just PSG remaining. Going to be a tricky one, that. I think that's going to be a fair test of PSG's abilities. Wouldn't like to say how that one will finish, but I will say Benfica might just sneak that one. Sorry to say it, but I think they might. So there we are. That's my prediction done for this particular podcast. That is a whistle-stop tour of all that's been going on over the course of the last week. Apologies if I've bombarded you with lots of information in a very short space of time. But that is pretty much it for this week's French Football Weekly podcast. Just to tip you off, as ever, about the usual housekeeping stuff, if you want to get in contact with us, please do. I can't promise I'll be able to respond because I'll be on my own this week and next week. But do indeed get in touch with it. I just get the teeth in again. Do get in touch with us via Twitter. The account you're looking for is at FrenchFTWeekly. That's at FrenchFTWeekly. And indeed, we also have a blog site, frenchfootballweekly.wordpress.com. And that's where we attempt to give you some supplemental information from our podcast, as well as Ligue 2 report, brilliantly written, and videos and lots more besides. So do drop by if you can. For now, though, thanks very much indeed for listening and for putting up with me rabbiting on for the last 15 or so minutes. Hope you can join me again next week when I'll be doing the same as well. Until then, thanks for listening. Bye for now.